on the day of business. No. I gotta make that too.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning, Sarah.
Yes, good morning.
How are you? This is Dr. Sabe. How you been?
Yes, Dr. Sabe. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We scheduled the meeting next Monday because I want to discuss everything with you guys. It's been a while since I've done a meeting, and I thought Valentino was doing some of the stuff. It turns out, you know, he wasn't. So I have a very nice lady. Her name is Paula. She's going to be joining our team here. And I want you to give her access and make sure, you know, Valentino doesn't have any access, please.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean...
I'm going to give her my phone. Can you help her today to get the access? And she's going to be communicating with you. We need to clean the... I feel like we need to clean lots of things in the billing and put everything in order.
Sure, Dr. Sabe. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give the phone to Paula. Can you help her, please, get into the software?
Sure, Dr. Sabe. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, this is Paula. What information would you need from me so that way you can make me an account?
Like
my name, social security number, email address.
You have the email address, our email address, or my
email? Your email address? No, I do not.
Okay. You can email us at afm@ifedora.com.
Okay,
we can...
AFM?
AFM@
uh-huh.
IFE... ifedora.com.
Okay.
And what's your email ID, Paula?
So they haven't made me one yet. I don't know if I can just use general info.
Okay. No problem. I think we can email you at Kaylin's email, right? Kaylin is there, right?
Yes, she is. But do I need to have my own email address does it just the info?
No, if you have an email ID, that would be the best. I mean, we will need one email ID to communicate the regular stuff that we do. So most of that is done through emails, so you will definitely need an email.
So in order for you to make me a login, you need my email address, my full name, and what else would you need?
Just to start with, we need your email ID and your phone number or cell number, whatever is available, and then once we can just connect over the call and explain you like how our work process flow is, and then you will know like how things work when we do this, and going ahead we can just exchange information and make it easier for you.
And so does the software, does it have like a training?
The MD
like training videos?
No, it doesn't have a training video, but it's very simple. So we can arrange a training call, and we can show you how it works.
Okay, that's good.
So Paula, what's your phone number?
My personal number is 808-464-7675.
Okay, that is 808-464-7675, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and is this your...
Well, Cayman has her own login, though, right? I don't think you can use the same email address.
Yeah, I mean, not always, but just to begin with, until you don't have one, or maybe you can create one, maybe until tomorrow, today or tomorrow, and then you can share that with us, so we can just communicate through that.
Okay, and then the credentialing, do you guys have like a spreadsheet of the updated credentialing that I can look over, or you guys don't? Do you have like the copies of the contracts? Do you CC the doctor on them as well when you retrieve them?
Yeah, we have a sheet. We have a sheet for the credentialing for the major insurances. We have the participating grid or power grid, as they call it. And also, we have the client queries sheet where we share the queries with doctor's office. So all those stuff we can go over when we meet. We can arrange a meeting and we can go all over that. And also, we can arrange a call if you want to look at the software, how it works, and other stuff.
Okay. So why don't we go ahead and make the appointment for tomorrow morning, and then through the day, I can go ahead and get a like a billing email set up.
Okay. Sure.
When's a good time for you tomorrow?
Actually... Let me, can you just give me a moment? Paula,
sure,
just a moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, just a moment.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Paula. Yes, sorry, yes. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, so can we meet on Tuesday if that is possible? Because tomorrow is Friday, and then we have the weekend, and then 1st September is also the holiday for the Labor Day, so our office will be closed on Monday.
Oh, you observed that day. Okay. What about later today? What's the latest you have for today? So we can try to just get an email set up real fast.
Okay, let me just give me a moment.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Paula.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
So, we have Jay, who is our team member. I think you
okay.
have already talked with him, right? Yesterday?
Yes, I did. Correct.
Yeah. So, he will just call you, and this is your cell number, right? 808-464-76.
Yes,
okay. So he'll just call you in next 5 to 10 minutes, and he will guide you through for the MD office manager, which is our PMS,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yes.
you can ask him any questions that you have.
Okay, let me go ahead and get a email. Let's try to get an email set up. So that way we can go ahead and start the process of adding me, and then I can just go through it.
Right. And I think he can send a Google Meet link to Kaylin if she's around, and you can join that. You don't need a login or an email ID for joining the Google Meet. You can just join it like that.
Okay. Will the Google Meet be through the phone? When you call the 808 number, because that's fine.
You can join through the phone also, or if you have a laptop or a computer, you can join it through either of that.
Okay, that's great.
Right.
Okay, so let me go ahead and see if someone can help me get this email set up.
Okay.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Paula.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.